Imagine spending more than two decades in prison for a crime you didn't commit. That's the nightmare that Willie Grimes endured. In 1987, Grimes was convicted of sexual assault of an elderly woman in Hickory. He was sentenced to life in prison. Grimes served 24 years before he was exonerated in 2012 through the state's Innocence Inquiry Commission. He's still supportive of police, with a note of caution for officers rushing to solve a case.
Do the right thing when you're out there doing your job. Just trying to lay things on someone just to get that name off, that lower off the book.
Grimes received a $3.25 million settlement from the city of Hickory for his wrongful conviction. Since 1989, there have been 2,100 exonerations in the U.S., according to the National Registry of Exonerations. There have been 59 exonerations in North Carolina, 7 in South Carolina. A total of 26 people in the Carolinas have been exonerated of murder. On today's Charlotte Talks, guest host Sarah D'Elia speaks with Grimes and Ben Ratchlin, the author of a new book about Grimes called Ghost of an Innocent Man. You'll hear from them in this excerpt. The segment begins with Chris Muma. She heads the North Carolina Actual Innocence Center and says the high number of exonerations isn't just because of advances in DNA testing.
There's about four times as many non-DNA exonerations as DNA, and it's because of what we're learning about the fallibility of the justice system and false confessions and the possibility that people who are changing their statements years after their testimony might be telling the truth years later, and willingness of attorneys to investigate cases to find avenues, because they now understand that this can happen as well. But the science is changing all around. It used to be we thought we were going to run out of DNA exoneration cases, and because DNA continues to improve over time and become more and more sensitive, even the cases we couldn't test with DNA in the mid-2000s can be tested now.
I want to talk a little bit about the idea of the system and the system as a whole being broken. And Benjamin, I heard an interview that you did where I really like this thing that you said. You said that the system isn't necessarily broken, it's malformed. Could you explain what do you mean about that?
Broken suggests there was a time when things were running perfectly and accurately, and then something happened to derail it. What we know now is that was never the case, that the system has had flaws since the beginning. And so it's not that it needs to be repaired, it's that it needs to be improved. Now, if that sort of sounds intimidating or impossible, I would optimistically point to a whole suite of available reforms, many of which North Carolina has helped lead the way on. Others, I think, remain to be done. In response to your earlier question about the number of increasing number of exonerations, I would just encourage listeners to sort of recognize that any headline, any of those numbers that they see corresponds to a real human being, a person like Willie. I mean, these are real people with real lives and real families. And part of the reason I was motivated to write the book is that I had so often seen these headlines with those, you know, the photograph of an exoneree with his lawyer and their hand raised overhead like a boxer. And those articles always give the same bits of information: person's name, what the crime was, and how long they'd been incarcerated for. And it always frustrated and astonished me that those articles did not answer what to me felt like the most pressing questions, which were, you know, what was this like and who is this person?
And speaking of people, Willie, you know, the criminal justice system clearly failed you in a number of ways. How does that affect you now as a person who's out and about in the world? I mean, when you see a police officer, do you feel differently than you did 30, 25 years ago? How does that work for you?
I don't hold no grudge, because we do really need the police department, because if we didn't, this world would be in real bad shape. But we need officers in the police department that want to do their job and want to do a job right and not just do a job so that they can go home and say, well, we done did this. They need to get it right from the beginning. And 3/4 of them know right from wrong, even when they're doing the wrong. They know right from wrong. And we need people that is willing to do the right thing and quit just picking on people because of their color or because of their poll ordinance. The Justice Department really need help.
That's Willie Grimes of Hickory and other guests talking to Charlotte Talks guest host Sarah D'Elia. Grimes was wrongly convicted of sexual assault and served 24 years in prison. He was exonerated 5 years ago.